Thank you for calling.
Can I speak with Samantha, please?
Can I have your name, please?
My name is Cecil Thomas. She called me about an hour ago.
Just hold on for a second. Let me forward your call to Samantha.
Thank you so much for calling back, Cecil. Are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Yes.
And you're Samantha, right?
That is correct. Cecil, we were just having this discussion. I'm not going to go ahead into details and all of that. See, we have a standard process for a refund. I talk to you, and I understand your side of the story. I investigate with the team as well in terms of what exactly went wrong. And then I make a case, and I forward that to the finance department. And based on that case and the reasoning that you provide, they determine the refund options or refund resolutions for the project. Now, I was going to tell you this on the previous call, but you were busy, so I didn't take a lot of your time. What I wanted to
I apologize for that. I had to leave. I'm sorry. I had to leave at 1 o'clock to deliver medicine to my wife, who's in memory care.
That's completely fine. Yeah, no.
I had no flexibility on that.
I understand that. Not a problem at all. Obviously, she's not well, and obviously, you got to take care of her. So I don't mind that at all. So bottom line, Cecil, if I submit this as a reason, the finance team is going to ask me one question, and I won't have an answer for that. They're going to tell me that if the manuscripts were not provided to the team, what progress is the client expecting? Is your client expecting? Because right at that point of time, I will be advocating on your behalf, right? So give me a solid answer for that so I can have your case made strong in front of them. Or there's a second option. Provide the manuscript, give us at least 10 days. If the progress is not up to the mark, if you're dissatisfied with the quality or anything at all, then we can talk about the refund, no questions asked.
Well, I'll answer your question, but first I'll refer you to Section 4 of the contract that I signed with Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
The second sentence says that if I'm not satisfied at any time, there will be a full refund, and it notes that it will be within 24 to 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. But that's
a very simple statement.
It is. If you're not satisfied with the progress of the work or the quality that you're getting, here you haven't provided us the manuscript to begin with. So how are you determining the dissatisfaction in the project?
Well, I think I explained that to Carl last Wednesday on the 17th. I gave him two items that summarized my dissatisfaction. But let's go directly to your question.
Mm-hmm.
When I first signed the contract to get things started, first of all, nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a note from
Patrick.
I forgot, from Patrick, I think,
mm-hmm.
that said I had to fill out two questionnaires.
That's correct.
And that had to be done before we could progress to anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there was no manuscript involved because the only thing that was requested was two forms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ended up rewriting those forms because they were not in a format I could read, but I took care of that. And I sent it to Patrick. I got no feedback on that. So I don't know if he put that in a file or what happened to it, but I got no feedback on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was no action.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to generate some action, I sent, at my own initiative,
mm-hmm.
five small PDF files, one page each,
mm-hmm.
that were summaries of the entire four parts,
mm-hmm.
and then the individual four parts.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick acknowledged that it was there. Pardon the voices here. Part of the memory care unit is moving down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
I got no response from that. And then Patrick made some comment in an email that I had already provided the manuscripts.
Mm-hmm.
And I simply told him I had not. I gave him the summaries, but no manuscript. And then nothing happened. My impression at that point is that nothing was happening there and nobody seemed to be coordinating it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the information I got was partly false and partly incorrect. So I just gave up.
I get it. So, Phil, thank you so much for explaining this. I'm looking at the first email that Patrick sent you on January 3rd. And the email, as stated, let me read this out completely to you, okay? Since you mentioned that Patrick only asked you to fill out the brief forms, nobody mentioned the manuscript at any time. So the email says, "Hello, Cecil Wayne, wishing you and your family a happy new year. I hope this email finds you well and a warm welcome on board. It's Patrick Anderson, your assigned project manager. I will be working with you throughout the project towards completion to ensure timely deliveries. Please find the attached brief form, kindly fill it up, and send it back at your earliest convenience." The next line says, "Kindly send your manuscript below and attach a file there. Additionally, kindly inform me of the most convenient time for scheduling a call with you." So the second last line of the email, that was the first email sent from Patrick, it clearly states that the manuscript needs to be provided. So how did you end up missing that part?
I have no idea. I don't remember even seeing that he was requesting a manuscript or what manuscript he was requesting. I just don't know what was going on. I was waiting for a phone call to see
what the manuscript. And you also had a phone call with him. I can provide you the recording as well, in which he explained to you that you need to provide the manuscript in terms of a draft or the complete Word file or PDF file for the books. So all of those explanations and classifications are there. See, Cecil, don't get me wrong. I'm asking you all these questions because I'm going to get all of these counters once I submit your case to the finance department. And if there are proofs of these things, then obviously they'll be like, you know, the client does not have clarity, or maybe the client is forgetting that he had this discussion with the project manager. So please help me understand this.
Well, I would have to get a copy of the emails and look at the dates. But what I remember is on the 17th, I sent a note to Carl saying that I'm dissatisfied, and I gave him the two reasons.
Mm-hmm. Well, right
now
the details
that you're getting into, I just don't remember.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that you don't remember. Then how is the team to be blamed for that? And they're going to ask me this question, that if your client is forgetting, how is the team responsible for the dissatisfaction? Because the team is doing their job, to be very honest, Cecile. They asked you for the manuscript in the very first email, and I have call recordings as well. Here's one thing. Let me present something to you. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
In what email did Patrick indicate that he had already received the manuscripts?
No, there's no proof of that because I had
a conversation
with Carl, and he was the one who asked you for the manuscript again because with Patrick, you had communication issues. So Carl took over. How about this, Cecil? I'm going to do my thorough investigation. I'll send you everything that I have so that you can recall, and then we will talk again in terms of getting your resolution, okay? Don't worry about this, Cecile.
You're wrong on one point.
Okay.
Patrick sent me an email saying that welcome aboard and this kind of thing, and then said that he had already received the manuscripts. Ready to proceed.
I do not see that. If you have any screenshot of that email, do send that to me. Let me go ahead and send you what I have, and then you can respond back with what you're talking about. You're mentioning that Patrick acknowledged that he has the manuscript, so please share that confirmation with me, okay?
Okay, Patrick should have that email as well.
Yes,
and I don't know if Carl has it.
Yeah. See, I'm talking about certain pointers, so I'm going to dig that out from the correspondence that you had with Patrick and Carl, which will take me barely 24 to 48 hours max. So I'm going to send you a detailed email, or I'll send you a message. You are on the email, not on the portal, so I'll send you a detailed email, and I'll copy Patrick and Carl in that email. I'll share the screenshots of the correspondence if there are recordings. If necessary, I will share that with you as well, because I believe in complete transparency. And then we will figure out, mutually decide and figure out what exactly we need to present in terms of your refund option in terms of the in front of the finance department, okay? So just give me some time.
I have one question.
Yeah.
I have one question. We seem to be totally ignoring the contract, Section 4, that says nothing about convincing the finance department. It simply states in the second sentence that if the client is not satisfied,
Penguin will... in terms of the progress. The client cannot be dissatisfied on the fact that he's not providing the manuscript. You understand what I'm saying? Not satisfied in terms of the work, the services, the progress of the entire project. So, see, the reason why you're signing up with us, it's not because we want to actually, you know, build a relationship, a personal relationship or anything like that. It's on the basis of the fact that you're paying us a certain amount for a service charge, right? And in exchange, we are providing you the services. So in that context, when we are talking about dissatisfaction, it's not about you being unhappy on any kind of personal reason or us being unhappy with you. It's all related to the core, which is the services that we are about to provide you. So understand the context as well. You're just reading,
The context is not in that paragraph. The one sentence is very clear. It refers to me as a
all
client.
All of these details, these are understood. It's common sense. If I'm saying that your work will be delivered, then obviously it is understood that we are referring to the book. We're not referring to a plumbing session or me fixing your computer or anything else. You're talking about the fine details. Of course, if you're signing up for a book, Cecile, it's common sense that the contract will be pertaining to the book or the manuscript, right? I don't understand.
Well, I became quite confused with the emails that are going back and forth. I didn't know what we were doing because the primary objective seemed to be filling out forms and then waiting to see what was going to happen next.
Turn the tables around. I'm signing up for a book writing, editing, formatting, and publishing project with you. You're going to be working on my book. I asked you to fill out the forms. Isn't it common sense that without a manuscript that I have worked on, what exactly will you be able to do? Tell me. Answer this question for me. If I provide you a brief form and a short summary, how are you going to publish that on any platform, or how are you going to edit the manuscript or proofread that or format it? Tell me if you don't have the file. Answer that for me, please.
That is a bit of a strange question, actually.
Why?
And at the time, I could have asked that. Could I talk, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
If it's not my turn, I'm finished. Yeah, there were some conversations going back and forth that made no sense to me.
I'm actually being very clear about this. So, yeah, go ahead.